We are trying to make contact now with the attorney representing the one of the families out of Inagua Springs, and as soon as we make that contact, we will get him on and we'll have that conversation. That's Joel Holscher, and we'll get him on and we'll talk about the situation with Inagua Springs. Meanwhile, it's 618 Trey Ware, 550 KTSA, FM 107.1, the Trey Ware page, KTSA.com. Hope you'll make a trip over there and check it out. By the way, one more thing about the sheriff, Javier Salazar, and I truly believe his comments about having a job on the San Antonio Riverwalk, and we're going to have him prepare our food and all that kind of stuff. First of all, it's mocking the Constitution. And second of all, it's flouting our laws. Very clearly, we have laws, immigration laws in place. Very clearly, he's taking up for illegal immigrants instead of law-abiding citizens in this country, very clearly. But also, it's a pattern. It truly is. He's a guy that investigated the deaths of the people back in the snowstorm, trying to blame it on Governor Abbott. He's a guy who's spoken out against Governor Abbott. Anytime a Republican does anything at all, he wants to use the power of his office. He wants to go after them, weaponizing the Bexar County Sheriff's Department to go after Republicans. This nonsense of going after Republicans has got to stop. The blood of a dead man in North Dakota is on the hands of Joe Biden. According to a report out of North Dakota, this past Sunday morning, a man called 911 and admitted to the hit and run of an 18-year-old. His motive? A political argument with a Republican. A MAGA Republican. 41-year-old Shannon Brandt said that 18-year-old Kaylor Ellingson was part of the Republican extremist group. You know, the one that Joe Biden on September 1st told us that was a threat to our country, a threat to democracy. So he allegedly killed the 18-year-old, running him over in an alleyway. They had a political argument. He said that the 18-year-old was one of the MAGA Republicans, one of those MAGA Republicans. He stated he hit Ellingson with his car because he had a political argument with him. An 18-year-old is dead now, and I firmly believe it's because of the words of Joe Biden on September 1st. I'll have more on that a little bit later on. We have made the contact with the attorney now. That's Joe Holscher, joining us on the Stevens Roofing Newsmaker Hotline. And Mr. Holscher, thank you very much. I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Trey, for having me on. I really enjoyed your interview with Javier Salazar yesterday.
I'm glad you had a chance to hear it. Why do you believe he needs to be removed from the Inagua Springs case?
Well, Trey, we've had a lot of problems on that. I mean, the first thing is that Salazar himself admitted there were irregularities with his investigation, which is why he had to reassign the case internally to a cold case detective. But there's also been a lot of media leaks, as you're well familiar. Sheriff Salazar was a former PR guy, not a beat cop, and he has leaked information repeatedly about this investigation, which is just bad investigative technique. But the leaks themselves raise questions about what evidence the sheriff's office possesses and what they're doing with the investigation, because they contradict a lot of statements he's made early in the case. And then his leaks later contradict all of that.
He was on this show almost daily with updates about that case, because it's a case, obviously, that gripped all of the area. I mean, you had two young children, 10 and 16, I believe, and then, of course, the woman herself dead there in this very expensive mansion owned by a well-to-do man. And I will talk about him in just a couple of seconds. But all of a sudden, though, it was really kind of weird from my perspective, because all of a sudden, like, bam, one day the case, he said, went cold. Now, I'm not a law enforcement expert. You are in your position. Cases just don't all of a sudden go cold, do they? I thought they kind of evolved into that they stayed on them, and then after years, they look back and said, well, we're not finding any leads.
I mean, they go cold when you don't know what happened and there's missing evidence. But in this case, they were able to respond quickly, gather a lot of evidence from the scene, establish complete control over the scene, and talk to everybody involved.
Mm-hmm.
So to say that it went cold just means that they finished their investigation, which is what Salazar said. He said publicly, repeatedly, that they've gathered all the evidence. So it going cold just means he won't make a decision.
Yeah,
it's not like Charlie Wheeler's disappeared or they lost a body. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They got everything.
Yeah. If I remember that case, Charlie Wheeler said that he had slept somewhere else. They had a fight. He and Nicole had a fight, and then he had slept somewhere else that night. But didn't he go to Colorado at some point? I'm trying to remember all the specifics of the case, but didn't he go to Colorado at some point?
I don't remember if he went to Colorado. He was definitely moving around after that.
Uh-huh.
He was staying away from the house, and he was trying to avoid the media. So he moved around quite a lot. Like, we know he got a DWI up in Austin at one point.
Oh, is that right? So you, is there anything to implicate anybody here? I mean, I think their official position, and correct me if I'm wrong, was that it was a murder-suicide. The two girls were shot, and then she shot herself. What do you think? What are your thoughts on what may or may not have happened there?
You know, the problem we've got is because of the contradictory information from the sheriff's department, we just don't know, Mr. Ware. But I will tell you, I personally believe that what happened is Charlie Wheeler got in an argument with Nicole, got her very worked up that night, saw that she was getting to a mental place that was unsafe, and split to protect himself, leaving her there with two kids and a loaded weapon.
Okay. Now, you stated, and I saw this in the news story a couple of days ago, that you stated that the sheriff has been attacking you. So talk to me about that.
Well, I hear about it mostly from people in the press who won't comment on the sheriff saying either I'm money hungry, but I'm pro bono. I've known this family, particularly London's aunt, for over 20 years. We went to school together, you know, or that I'm doing it for political purposes, but I don't really care about Sheriff Salazar. You know, my personal opinions about who I vote for don't factor into this case. He said that we refused to participate in the investigation, which is absolutely untrue. The one thing we did is we turned down an interview with the cold case detective, because the one condition we set on that interview was that if we helped them and we gave another interview to the sheriff's department, that Sheriff Salazar wouldn't leak any of the information.
Mm-hmm.
And the first questions they wanted to know were extremely personal.
Mm-hmm.
They challenged my client's paternity of his daughter at a time when he was still grieving her loss. And they wanted to treat him as a suspect, although they had already ruled him out because they knew his physical location and they knew he couldn't have access to the gated community at the time of the murders. So to us, it looked like they were there to gather information to leak, because they wouldn't commit to not leak it. And in fact, the cold case detective, when I said, look, you know what your boss has been doing, tell me that you're going to keep this information confidential and run a good investigation and not compromise this investigation with further leaks. And he just hung his head. And at that point, we decided we didn't need to be part of that.
I also, in the article that I was seeing, there was a comment, and I'm paraphrasing here, a comment from you about something about slow walking or wanting it to go away or not wanting to get to a resolution or something like that. Can you talk to me about that?
You know, Salazar has at various points said it was Nicole, the mom's fault, and implicated Charlie Wheeler. And I think at this point, he just doesn't want to come out and release a result that's going to reflect badly on him. I suspect that whatever he knows internally that's gone wrong with this investigation will be embarrassing. But, you know, as a lawyer, you got to ask what people's motives are. And this has been so long. The only motive that I can think of at this point would be that Salazar himself doesn't want the information released to the family, maybe because he's trying to protect Wheeler from a civil lawsuit.
Mm.
I just don't know, though.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. So I'm curious, because you had your press conference a couple of days ago, and then just a few hours later, he launches this investigation into Ron DeSantis. and I happen to believe it's one of those, you know, don't look over here, look over there kind of things. What do you think?
Well, you know, as an attorney, I mean, it's a heck of a coincidence, right? But as an attorney, I look at that investigation. So he's launching an investigation into the head of another state. He's got all of his witnesses in a separate state. He doesn't know what law he thinks is violating. And he says something about human trafficking, but that's not what those laws are for. Trey, as you pointed out, you know, these people signed the leases. They're providing them with food and things like that. It really cheapens a lot of the work that good lawyers and judges are trying to do on human trafficking by equating that situation with a situation like we have with immigrants dying in the back of a tractor trailer. So to me, I don't see where that investigation even has legs or could do anything. It can't be anything other than a distraction, really.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I really believe that. I believe it was a distraction from what your point is to the Attorney General, and I hope the Attorney General crawls all up inside of them downtown. And I also think it's a distraction from you requesting the Texas Rangers, who can really come in and get to the bottom of this. If the Texas Rangers get involved, they'll get an answer. And I support...
Well, that's why it was so amazing you got him. You were the first one to get him to say that he would let them come in. And I hope they do, too, because if they get in there and they discover we got public integrity problems on this investigation, they're the agency that can follow up on that.
Well, let me tell you something, Joe. The Texas Rangers and the Attorney General have that interview from yesterday, and they'll have this one as well. So they'll know that he's admitted to saying, yes, we want them to come in with open arms and has opened the agency for them to come in. I'm curious one more thing, though. I mean, he's taking resources out of crime in Bexar County, obviously. I'm sure there's hundreds, if not thousands, of cases that are open right now, the Anaqua Springs being one of them, the one we're talking about, where, you know, he every time he appears before Commissioner's Court and begs for more money, says he's got limited resources, few investigators, he needs to hire more, doesn't have much money to do what he's got to do, et cetera, et cetera. And now he's taking investigators, and I guess he's going to fly them to Martha's Vineyard or Cape Cod, and he's going to fly them to Florida, I guess, and all over the place at the expense of Bexar County taxpayers. Yeah, at the expense of Bexar County taxpayers, and here's the point, taking them off of Bexar County cases, right? Or cases that they could be solving here, like Anaqua Springs, and other cases that they could be working, and he's going to send them on a political hunt, a political witch hunt, if you will, to Florida and to Cape Cod. What are your thoughts about that?
Trey, we have thousands of cases backlogged from COVID. We have thousands of cases in Bexar County just involving domestic violence and child abuse. I'm primarily handling cases involving children, and I got to tell you, it's a travesty.
Wow. So we have open cases with domestic violence and child abuse, and he's going to take resources that could be used to investigate those cases, and he's going to investigate Ron DeSantis, and he's got to talk to witnesses at Cape Cod, he's got to talk to witnesses in Florida, he's got to subpoena these people, you know, and do all this legwork and all this work. So he's going to do all of that while these cases involving children in Bexar County have an opportunity to go unsolved, or cold, as he likes to call them.
I think every victim who sees him and his people out of state investigating this political witch hunt he's created are probably going to feel real bad, because I know that when they don't get calls back, they all feel bad.
Elaine, I wonder how Willie Ng feels about this. All right, Joe, thank you. And please, we want to keep this pipeline, this discussion open. Would you be available to us in the future?
Absolutely, Trey. I really enjoyed listening to that interview. I think you have an amazing technique for questioning, folks.
Well, thank you, Joe. I appreciate that very much, and I appreciate you being on the show this morning. We'll talk again soon, okay?
All right. Thank you, brother.
All right. Take care. That's Joel Holscher, the attorney for the family out at Anaqua Springs. All right. We got a break for the news. More coming up with Trey Ware on KTSA. I want to tell you about my friend, Dr. Mark Alvercorn at River City Oral Surgery, the place in San Antonio to get your teeth taken care of. Whether you need teeth removed with extraction, whether you need wisdom teeth removed, or whether you need implants, you might already have missing teeth, right? You might have a few holes there, or you might need it all on four on the uppers and the lowers. Dr. Mark Alvercorn at River City Oral Surgery can do it all, because not only is he a dentist, he's a medical doctor too, so he really understands what needs to be done. And because he has privileges at the hospital, he does major facial surgery as well, cleft, palates, and stuff like that. He can really help you out a lot. And all of his prices are right there on the website, so there's no hide to football on this one. You'll know exactly what you're going to pay. RiverCityOMS.com, and on the phone, 210-778-0002.